Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Fatal crash on Highway 59 results in charges filed by prosecutors. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County prosecutors have charged a Florida man with aggravated vehicular homicide after a two-vehicle crash on North Highway 59 last week. The 37-year-old man, Nicholas Alvarez, was driving a box truck when it collided with a 2018 Ford Raptor, killing the driver, 33-year-old Aaron Foster. Physical evidence at the scene suggested Alvarez had crossed the center line and traveled south bound in the northbound lane, according to the affidavit of probable cause. Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers who responded to the incident said Foster was pronounced dead at the scene. Alvarez had to be extricated from his vehicle by Campbell County firefighters and was transported to the hospital for his injuries. While investigating the box truck, troopers found several empty Keystone Light tall boy style beer cans, as well as unopened cans. While completing the search of the box truck 2 days later, they also found three marijuana joints. A witness who originally aided Alvarez at the scene told law enforcement Alvarez had asked him to hide the empty and full beer cans that were in the cab. While being treated at the hospital, Alvarez said he had one beer to calm his nerves since he had never driven in the snow, according to the affidavit. Judge Wendy Bartlett of the Campbell County Circuit Court presided over his arraignment on Monday, November 14th. He was formally charged with aggravated vehicular homicide, open container in a motor vehicle, and possession of a controlled substance. Bartlett set his bond for $100,000. A preliminary hearing was set for November 21st to determine if there is probable cause to send the case to district court. The Campbell County Holiday Festival of Lights is set to open this Friday, November 18th at Camplex Park in conjunction with the Festival of Trees. The Festival of Lights began in 2006 and has grown to a regional attraction with more than 50 displays and over 1 million lights. Campbell County staff sets up and choreographs the displays to holiday music, which can be found on your radio while driving through the park. Various events will happen during the display period, including Wednesday hayrides during December. A schedule of events for the festival, which runs from mid-November to the first week in January, will be posted on the Campbell County Festival of Lights Facebook page. Kids, don't forget to write a letter to Santa and drop it off at the mailbox at the park through December 15th. For more news and information, visit basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.